Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Henin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, here's what I tell everyone. Born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place, where the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
Since we're heading into a Labor Day weekend here, friends,
it's a big old land.
I thought maybe, Kev, we should talk about labor and jobs, what people are doing. And maybe a fun question I've used over the years on Labor Day weekend is just, what was your first job, or what was your worst job? And I think all of us can point to one, right? So we'll celebrate the good labor that happens amongst the hardworking, God-honoring, Constitution-revering patriots of the upper Midwest here in North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, Montana, the sound of my voice from AM 1100 and 92.3 FM, the Flag East, and AM 1090 FM 92.3, the Flag West. We love hearing from our listeners, and you can call us today and answer that question at 701-271-1100. I have a half a dozen pillows to give away, and I've selected random number callers to get those pillows, okay? And so when you hit the jackpot by calling and hitting that number, then you're going to be one of the lucky winners. That's just this hour. We'll do that, okay? So that is if you call and call only, because there's no way you can describe adequately the worst job you ever had in a text or that first job that you'll just never forget. And the purpose that comes from a job and work and labor is invaluable in my mind. Yes, you get a paycheck. Yes, you get compensated for the work you do. Work you do, sometimes too much, sometimes not enough, sometimes just about right. But that's not the real value in a job, I don't believe. I believe the real value in a job is just the purpose in which you get it, which is why, perfect world, you could go to every homeless person and say, here are 25 jobs that we believe might be a perfect fit for you to get that job, to get gainful employment, to get off the streets, to have a purpose and a meaning. Now, some don't want it. Some have mental health issues and can't really comprehend not making good choices. But the value of a job cannot be overstated in my mind. So you tell me if you agree or disagree today on the program. I have my tax bill here. I talked about that earlier. I don't know if you've received yours from your county yet. But personally, I am pointing to the Fargo Public School System as the reason these numbers continue to grow to the degree they have. I've unearthed some numbers about the Fargo Public School System and the financial mismanagement that to me is egregious. And they have the unfortunate reality of being adjacent to a school system in West Fargo that has 1,000 more students, but is more fiscally responsible than the Fargo Public Schools. Why is that?
Great question.
I'm done. Calling this stuff out. Ridiculous. You look at your property tax bill, and the lion's share of it is for public education. I support public education. Serves a great need. Hate it when they indoctrinate and play all the games they do, and Fargo Public School Systems is the chief of woke these days. Their administration has decided to go all on woke, including disregarding state laws. Unbelievable. So that'll be a topic if we get to it today. But question of the day, your worst job or your best job. Kim in Detroit Lakes wants to get rolling on this at 701-271-1100. Kim, tell me.
Well, I have to say it was many years ago was one of my first jobs. I was 18 years old, and I took a job at Swiss Turkey Plant.
Oh, boy.
And I was in the bagging department, and it was like stuffing a 20-pound turkey in a 10-pound bag. And I think that day we did probably 10,000 turkeys, and I believe, if I remember correctly, there was six of us that were in the bagging. And it was so horrible, the smell I didn't care for. I don't think that it was a bad place to work, per se, but the job. By the time I got done after 8 hours and I had to put my hands on the steering wheel, I could not straighten my fingers out after I was done that day. It was horrible, horrible. I give credit to a lot of people that have worked there for many years that could withstand that physical abuse, I guess I would call it.
I'm sorry, how long did you do the awful job of putting a 20-pound turkey in a 10-pound bag? How long did you take? I would have lasted a day, just so you know. How long did you last?
I'm embarrassed to say it was one day. And I was in tears when I got home, and I could not go back. I couldn't go back. I felt really guilty about that, but it was horrible.
That's the days that motivate you to work smart, not hard.
Exactly right. I love that story, Kim. Thank you so much.
Right.
And I have you down. What we're going to do is my a little secret here. The numbers I've selected are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. So the first 6 callers today get a free MyPillow for telling us a story about their worst or best job.
Yeah.
And for you, it was the worst and the first. So that's pretty cool.
You swore into pillow on that one.
You did. Next time you're in town.
And I already have 4 my pillows at home, and I absolutely love them.
God bless you. Mike Lindell says thank you. Appreciate that very much, Kim. So here's the deal. Kim in Detroit Lakes, Sticky is going on a pillow. It'll be waiting for you at our studios at 2852 Thunder Road during regular business hours next time you're in the neighborhood, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Kim. Roger, Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Another MyPillow winner. Go, Roger.
Yeah, this is me?
This is you. What was your... Yeah, you wanted to answer the question of the day.
Okay, my worst job... All right, my first job was milking cows for a farmer. I used to go to school, and I bought all of my own school clothes. But my worst job was at a rendering plant.
Oh, boy.
And that was down in St. Paul. And it was just, I lasted 2 weeks is all I could take of it anymore.
So explain to people what a rendering.
So that was the worst of that.
Explain to folks what a rendering facility is.
They process bad beef, horses, and what have for dog food is what they do. And it stinks to the high heavens.
And what was your role in that?
I was scraping out the tanks. They put them in.
Oh, yeah. Man.
I'm telling you, it was horrible.
That is so gross.
I mean, that's, you literally, God. I don't. It's like, you know, horses, cows, whatever. Next thing you know, you have meat pate. Parts is parts.
Did the same plant produce Spam by chance? That's a joke.
No,
but anyway,
come on.
Go ahead.
Oh, I love it, Roger. You have a free mind pillow.
You know what?
Say again.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm trying to do things. Thank you very much.
Yeah, no problem. Just stop by our studios. We have a pillow waiting for you, Roger. Thanks for listening. Appreciate it very much. Go up to East Grand Forks, home of the Wave. Wayne's on the line. Hi, Wayne. What's on your mind?
Hi. My first job was detasseling corn in Iowa.
Oh.
Like by hand?
Hello.
Yuck.
By hand, well, my uncle made up this deal. He had an old 8N tractor, and he built this big key thing on the back of the tractor so that 4 or 5 of us could sit there and go through the cornfields and detassel it as we go along. So, but that's what the cousins got to do in the summertime.
Is that Would you consider that good work? Was it? Do you have good memories from that?
Yeah, it was because, well, the cousins were all close, and we just got to be together, and that was just something that needed to get done back then. They didn't have all this fancy equipment that they do things now with.
Sure, makes sense. I was at a wedding last Friday in Bismarck, and a young man married a nice young lady. The couple, the parents of the groom are friends of ours, Jerome and Sarah Richter, and their son Adam got married, and he talked about how much character was built working every summer with his cousins on the farm doing all the dirty work. But it was with the cousins, so it was more fun. So it reminded me of that story, Wayne, and it makes sense. Next time you are in Fargo, I have a pillow with your name on it at 2852 Thunder Road.
All right, I'll be there during Big Iron.
Thank you. Oh, perfect. You're coming for Big Iron. Well, fantastic. We'll have some more My Pillows out there, too. We're going to be giving them away out there. Thanks, Wayne. Appreciate it very much. Stop by and see us, 2852 Thunder Road. What was your worst or first job? Tell us next.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? Have you been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. Well, what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
We're talking estate planning with Mark Wagner, ND Estate Services. Mark, what are the deciding factors when people determine their estate plans?
Scott, age, marital status, and even wealth are not a determining factor when it comes to setting up your estate plan. The determining factor is, number one, if you don't want to have any court oversight of any titleable assets or any numbered accounts, you need to consider the benefits of a revocable living trust to have a private, peaceful settlement for your family each and every time, guaranteed.
That avoids probate, but it also minimizes taxes, doesn't it?
It does minimize taxes. The kids all receive a stepped-up basis on your investments and also on your personal titleable property that's been properly funded into the trust. Absolutely.
Call Mark to find out more at 701-318-0908, 318-0908, ndestateservices.com in Minnesota and North Dakota. Mark Wagner. Thanks, Mark.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
My computer's not playing. It's all locked up in here. Oh, there we go.
As you say, it's kind of a quiet song.
Yeah. I know, right? Come on. Give me a CD player for crying out loud.
Let's hear it. Bring it. Bring it. Bring it. Bring it. Bring it. I need a little more bumper. Come on.
There. There you go.
Any more?
No.
Some more?
That's all you get.
That's all I get. I just a little tease there. What was your worst job ever? Or tell us about your first job. When you first got that sense of purpose in a job, I have a story for you about my first job, and it was it was related to radio, but it coincided with me having to do something else because my parents said, you're not just going to rely on a radio hobby of yours. I'll tell you about that. And they were in the business. So that's the reason I had a job at 12 years of age.
That was my dad. You're going to do what? What? But he was okay with it. He ended up being fine with it.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Hey, we're brought to you today by the University of Mary. We'll get back to the phones in a moment. Worst job or first job? Question of the day. First six callers get a free MyPillow. So call us at 701-271-1100. Toll free, 855-200-1776. Allows you to leave a message. And we'll play it when we get to it. You don't have to wait on the lines. That works for you. 855-200-1776. Or you can text us at 701-237-1590. Your education, you know, is meant to prepare you for much more than just the next lap on the corporate treadmill, just a job. It's actually meant to equip you to live a fulfilling, meaningful life. That's the definition of education at the University of Mary. And their flexible, affordable degree programs combine world-class career preparation with values-based life formation to help you unlock your fullest professional and personal potential. Rise to your calling with the University of Mary. You were made for more. Start today online, umary.edu. That's umary.edu. And by the way, campuses Fargo, campuses Watford City, campuses in many locations, plus their main campus in Bismarck. The University of Mary. Find out more, umary.edu. Online classes as well. So a lot of flexibility there, as you hear. Tom is on the road. Little Tom, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Worst or first job? Tell us about it.
Well, not my worst, my first job, but by definitely my worst job. I grew up in rural Ada, Minnesota on a farm, and my dad never liked to see us kids sitting around. So he was in town listening to a guy driving the Coast Brothers cement truck and said that his barrel stopped turning and he had a whole bunch of cement inside of the truck all hardened up. So my dad volunteered my brothers and I to go chip cement out of a cement truck in the middle of July. In fact, it was the 4th of July weekend, so we spent the 4th of July weekend in the mid-70s inside of a cement truck. That was definitely my worst job, I'll guarantee you that.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Holy buckets.
That's
so,
fun right there.
What, did you have to come up for air about every 5 minutes just to survive that?
It's exactly it. My two other brothers, we'd take like a half an hour shift and go in and out of there and crawled in the back of this thing and chipped cement and threw the chunks out wherever we could and until we got it all chipped out of there.
Oh yeah.
I want to know if the guy who was driving the truck when it hardened up, if he helped at all. What a mess you had to clean up.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
He showed us how to run the truck. He showed us how to start it up and run it. That's about it.
Oh, thanks a lot. Yeah, that's a good one, Tom. Appreciate it. Got a MyPillow for you waiting at our studios at 2852 Thunder Road. Stop on by sometime during regular business hours. Go out to Spiritwood, North Dakota. John, what's on your mind?
Hello.
Hey, John.
Hi, John.
You there?
We are. We've got a little bit of a delay today. I don't know what's going on, so sorry for the pauses. But anyway, you got a job story to tell us?
Yeah, my worst job was hanging turkeys for West Central Turkeys.
Yeah.
What do you do to what do you mean hang a turkey? Explain what that is.
Well, they bring them in on the truck and we open up the cage, take them out of the cage and hang them up by their feet so they can go through the process line.
How does the turkey react to this?
Well, you take a wild guess, get slapped and pecked and scratched. And yeah, that was about my worst job.
I've been there. I've been there, and I lasted one day on the turkey thing. Montevideo, Minnesota. One day. I can envision it to this day. It's awful. Awful. What kind of money did you make, John?
Yeah, I did it for a week, and that was, I think I was getting $7.80 an hour.
Wow.
Big money in the day.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's not a bad, you do the math on that, and pretty good compensation there. John, we also have a free MyPillow for you because you are caller number one, two, three, four, you're caller five, by golly. And so all you need to do next time you're in Fargo, stop by our studios, and we'll have a MyPillow for you, okay?
All righty.
Thanks for listening. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah, you bet. John and Spiritwood, lucky winner there. All right, let's go to Evan. It says you're North River. Are you north of the river? Which river?
Red River. I'm north of the private airport about 2 miles.
Okay. Sounds good. And
can you hear me?
I can hear you, yeah. Tell me about your worst or first job, Evan.
Well, my first job was probably my worst job, and it wasn't a profession I liked, but it was McDonald's on East 10, on Highway 10, back in, I think, 2000. I was probably getting paid $6 an hour, and it just, it's not an industry that I enjoyed. That's about it.
See, I have the opposite opinion of McDonald's, and maybe I would have thought different, because how old were you at the time, Evan?
I think they allowed me to be 15, so...
Yeah, 15, 16
years old. I always thought it'd be fun to work at McDonald's, but did it get old?
It got old, and I mean, it was greasy all the time. You smelled all the time. Like, you always had to wash your clothes because it was always smelling like grease.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what kitchen you're in, brother. At a place, any kitchen with fryers.
Yeah.
What was your job? What did you actually do at McDonald's?
I worked the tills, and then if there were ever short cooks, I would just switch back to cook, but mostly the tills.
And final question.
So they probably thought I was a little nerd or something.
Wearing glasses. Being cold nerd. Final question for you on this, Evan. Do you, after that experience, do you still eat at McDonald's?
I have children, so yeah, we go to McDonald's.
All right. Sometimes people that work for restaurants.
It's gotten a lot more expensive, though.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. Is that
like $5 for French fries, for crying out loud.
Crazy.
Thank you, Joe Biden. Wild.
Yeah.
Evan, thank you. We've got a free MyPillow for you. Stop by our studios at 2852 Thunder Road. Thanks for sharing the story, okay?
Thanks, guys. Love the show. Love the whole network.
Thank you.
Love you more.
It's kind of you. The Flag Family Network, that's our deal right here on What's On Your Mind. Couple texts, and then we'll get to Judy of Fargo after the break. Listener says, perhaps my worst job catching leeches for $5 an hour for D&H Bait Shop.
Oh, no, thank you.
Count me out on that gig, right?
Ugh.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, no way. It reminds me of that kid in the, remember that movie Stand By Me where he comes out of the swamp and he's just covered him? Nope.
Oh, another listener says, P. Active in Moorhead, worst job ever. Muslim guys I worked with would wash their privates and feet in the sinks in the hourly and had hourly prayer breaks. Then instead of flushing the used toilet paper, they would throw it in the garbage next to the toilets.
Yeah, that's what they're used to, those countries.
Interesting thing, sort of a custom there, but not necessarily here. But P. Active, never heard of that.
Summit Carbon Solutions is proposing the safe, innovative use of carbon capture, transportation, and storage technologies to help secure the future of the energy and agriculture industries that are critical to the livelihoods of our friends and families. The protection of people and the environment is the top priority at Summit Carbon Solutions. In fact, carbon dioxide pipelines have significantly lower risk than other pipelines and have been safely operating in the United States for more than 40 years. Building on that strong foundation, Summit Carbon Solutions plans will meet or exceed all design, construction, and operation standards to keep North Dakota families and businesses safe. To learn more about the project, visit SummitCarbonSolutions.com. That's SummitCarbonSolutions.com.
USA News Update. New numbers for illegal immigrants crossing the open border into the United States are in. 117,000 people were added in August to the already millions of illegal immigrants allowed into the country due to the Biden administration's decision to keep the border open. New York City Mayor Eric Adams yesterday calls out Biden.
We need the national government to stand up. This is not a New York City issue. This is a national issue, and it must be resolved. We must expedite work visas. It's just common sense.
The White House says they have America's open borders under control. Karine Jean-Pierre.
The president has done what he can from here, from the federal government, from the White House, to put forth and manage our border in a safe and humane way to respect the dignity of every human.
Lance Pry, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
That's a good line. I don't know if it work anymore as a pickup line, but
yeah.
maybe try it on your wife and just kind of rekindle a little something there and say, every time I look at you, my eyes go blind. That's just how beautiful you are. You radiate. You glow. You right, Kev?
Absolutely.
Try that on Kelly.
Absolutely.
Let me know how it goes.
She'd be on to me in a heartbeat because that was one of our favorite albums when we got married. So
is it?
Quit coding Hootie.
I'll try it on Maria and then let you know if it works. By the way, we got a shout out here from a listener that says, I want to give a shout out to my mom, Tammy. Congratulations on giving birth to this legend 36 years ago.
Oh, there you go.
Jason's got a little a high opinion of himself right there.
Good boy, Jace.
Self-named legend. We love it. All right, Jason, thanks for listening and a shout-out to your mom, Tammy. Way to go, because Jason turned out just all right. He's a flag listener, so he can't be all bad, right? And, by the way, we do appreciate our listeners, because what you do is you go to our advertisers and tell the advertisers you hear on the flag that you listen on the flag, and then they realize, wow, look how much of my business comes from people that listen on the flag. And we had an interesting incident yesterday where a client that has been probably a client for, I got to believe, better than a decade, canceled their advertising for the following reason, that Donald Trump is a candidate for president, and therefore he gets talked about on the station, and this person doesn't like Donald Trump, and so therefore is not going to advertise on the station anymore because we talk about Donald Trump and some of us advocate for Donald Trump. So this is a thing with some businesses. I'd never name the business, but the point of this is there's many that do. And the ones that do, that you support, help us do what we do every day on the flag. And it includes my friends at PetroServe USA, where they have a new car wash in Harwood. It's a great one. And as I always say, get a car wash spot anywhere these days. Like every corner seems to have a car wash. But if you go to PetroServe USA, you can get the car wash, you get a great meal. You can fill up with gas. You can get a rebate on that gas or a dividend on that gas if you're a co-op member, which you can do just by asking at the desk. It's a lot to love. It really is. PetroServe USA. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Pulled pork today in Harwood. Scalloped potatoes with ham or fish, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. The Cheeseburger Mac at 12th Avenue store. NP Avenue PetroServe. Tater Tot Hot Dish. Brisket in Glendon today, Kev. Oh, too bad you're not traveling Highway 10. Meatballs in Yulin and chicken fried steak on 45th Street in Fargo. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab and go convenience, and we're live from the PetroServe USA studios, where we're going to chat with Judy next from Fargo. Judy, once my mouse decides to work, I'd like to chat with you. How are you this morning?
Pretty good.
Well, good. Tell me about your first or worst job.
So my first official job was housekeeper at the Holiday Inn, which wasn't too bad most of the time, but it was Detroit Lakes, so over the 4th of July was really gross, and now hotel rooms really gross me out.
You know, I have this thing.
Imagine
when I stay in a hotel room that I always put garbage in the garbage can, and you know, try and keep it halfway decent before I leave. Sometimes I'm a total pig while I'm there, but you know, I'm the only one. But before I leave on any given day, knowing the maid's going to come in, I always do that. How many people do that? How many people just you know, actually keep it sort of tidy like they would their home versus just a total disaster?
You know, at the Holiday Inn, it wasn't too bad most of the time, but over the 4th of July, there were just partiers. We're talking, you know, early 90s, so they were just kind of trashed and gross, and you found, like, unmentionable things.
Yeah, and, like, Motley Crue stayed in every room over those years at DL.
Right.
That, you know, shout out to all the housekeepers out there, I'm telling you. Unbelievable. And I think the hotels, a lot of them sort of got lazy during COVID. I shouldn't say lazy. They had obviously, they used COVID to say, we're not going to put a maid in there. Some of that, whatever. But that extended quite a long time, I think, because they had trouble getting labor. But it seems like a luxury now when you actually get maid service each night in a hotel. They'll bring you towels or whatever, but I kind of miss that. Great story, Judy. Thanks for sharing. You have a great day.
Thank you.
Judy's gone. I was going to say I could have done Lucky 7, right? Then done one more. I don't know. Six MyPillows will go into Kim for the turkey story. The turkey bagger, remember that?
Yeah.
Kim from Detroit likes Roger from Fargo milk cows first, and then also had that rendering job with the dog food and the horse meat and the whole thing. Wayne detasseled corn with his cousins for the first job and liked that job. And Tom probably was the story topper of the morning so far with his worst job, July 4th weekend, chipping out hardened concrete out of a concrete truck. He and his brothers had to take turns inside the big, what do you call that thing? The big tub.
The belly of it, whatever. Yeah. And that's why the concrete guys always have their hoses out and washing everything immediately, because the second it gets dry, it's over.
Exactly right. And then, let's see, John in Spiritwood was hanging turkeys. Evan in north of the river was working at McDonald's. And Judy in Fargo, just a housekeeper. And by the way, Judy, I will go Lucky 7 today. I'm just feeling a little generous today, so we'll go one more pillow. One more pillow for Judy in Fargo. That was a great story. And just a way to celebrate Labor Day weekend, think about all the good hard work that is done out there day in and day out. And you know what? Sadly, we're in a time where, as a result of COVID and different disruptions and things, not everybody thinks they need to work. They find another way. They made do during COVID when they weren't working and got some government money. And so to this day, hiring people, good, hardworking help is really hard to do. So those of you that are doing it, way to go. Every waiter and waitress that I have a chance to tip now, I tip more than I ever have. Always been kind of a 20% tipper for dinner if it's a, you know, good server. Maybe 15 if it's in, but a good tipper, always 20. I go a little above 20 even now because I'm just so glad they're there. As much as those robots from Brenco delivering you a drink are kind of funny, I want the human interaction, you know? What's good here? Is this your chili really good? What would you suggest, you know? Right.
See, I'm good. Like, I'm good with that on the front end of, you know, what's good, what we're going to order, get the order. I'm good with the robot bringing me my pizza and some beverages. I'll just take them there. No problem there. But yeah, I totally agree on the ordering and welcoming side.
And you know, the robots are not going to replace everybody. You know, they're just right now a product of a labor shortage is what they are. By the way, our friends at Brenco sell those things.
Oh, the one at Midtown Tavern in Moorhead is amazing. Yeah, brought her pizza out and said, hey, what's up?
We're not joking, folks. This is a thing.
She was busy, and running food was an easy thing to do.
Yeah, exactly right. All right, a couple more texts we'll get to here. What's on your mind? Dems say the economy is great. They lie about stats. And then 2 months later, revise the numbers, show they did lie. The media says, this month's numbers are great, though. Biden is great. Boy, so very true. June payroll, originally reported 209,000. New on the payroll, June payroll's revised. 1 month later, 185.
Yeah.
2 months after that, June payroll now has been downsized to 105. They lied by 100,000.
Lied? Wait a minute.
I don't want to get going because I keep you here too long because you know all what I've said, and you know what I've done, and you know what we're doing, and you know what I know what you're doing.
So, come on, it's very clear.
Is that the problem? It's real clear.
It's all good. It's all clear. So concise.
Oh, my gosh. Peter Ducey yesterday. Have you heard the interaction with Karine Jean-Pierre yesterday?
Yeah, which one do you want? Do you want the Beer Czar one, or do you want the one about Hawaii? I think the one about Hawaii.
Hawaii is unbelievable. And by the way, she determined it was a wrong question. So evidently, when you speak truth to Jean-Pierre, you're a wrong person. Do you have that, Kev? Do you have that clip?
Peter Ducey lighting it on fire in the briefing.
It seems like the hurricane response so far is robust. Did you guys realize that the initial Hawaii wildfire response was not that good? Or is it just easier for people to get help from the White House when the president is not on vacation?
So the premise of your question and the way you posed your question, I disagree, just for the record. Your reporting and speak
do
to
reporting.
The governor of Hawaii, the senators of Hawaii, the folks on the ground, they would say that the president reacted in record time when it came to dealing with the wildfires, when it came to dealing and making sure that they got everything that they need on the federal level to deal with what was going on the ground. Let's not forget, there were more than 600 federal employees on the ground already to assist with the wildfires in Maui.
Yeah.
So
great.
Your question is wrong. It's flawed in many, many ways. And I would advise you to go speak to the governor and the local and state officials in Hawaii.
Do that. Yeah, the governor's a joke. The mayor's a joke.
The senators ripped Joe Biden early on. Hawaii senators. There was tons of pushback from Democrats against Joe Biden because he went on vacation, for crying out loud.
This proves, again, these people live in such a bubble. All you have to do is get on, watch video after video of these people, this family, that young gentleman with his family. They're saying, we lost everything and we got $700 and we're still waiting. Why were the roads closed? Why was the water off? Why were we blocked from leaving? So much unanswered. And how long did it take him to even get there? Or even to acknowledge that something was wrong. She is just a liar. That's what makes me so upset about all of this. That's just lying. Be better.
Be better. There's a good suggestion for everybody. Dripping with the condescension. Unbelievable. Can't even believe it. Hey, we've got a great show for you today, and we're just getting warmed up here with a fun conversation about your first job or your worst job. You can text us at 701-237-1590. You can call us at 701-271-1100. Text us at 701-237-1590. Somebody said about my comment earlier about Donald Trump and the memo I wrote. We're going to talk to Senator Kevin Cramer about that coming up next hour. He'll be here for the full hour. And I want to talk with him a little bit about my memo and tell me if he agrees or if he disagrees. And same with the audience. But this listener says, you're not going to change Trump, so just forget about it. Look, we all change, don't we? I mean, I think Donald Trump once probably would tell you, and his pastor has told us on this program, Paula White, that he is very remorseful about some of his personal peccadilloes with, affairs and whatnot in his younger years. So he changed there. Why couldn't he change his political delivery? More on that.
In college, you're standing at the doorstep of your life. With classes in engineering, philosophy, nursing, and more, you have the whole world at your feet. But at the University of Mary, we don't just get you ready for your career. We get you ready for your life. Because you were made for more.
These days, you can get a car wash in about every corner. But at PetroServe USA, you'll get a great car wash. And you can come on inside for some hot stuff, personal pan pizza, some cookies, some muffins, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, and fill up all in one stop. Brand new to Harwood, North Dakota, the all-new PetroServe USA car wash. Check that out. Coming soon to Castleton, too. It's a trifecta. Great fuel, great food, and a great car wash all in one. PetroServe USA. PetroServe
USA. Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming September auctions include 600 acres in Stutzman County, 140 acres in Grand Forks County, 289 acres in Cass County, 709 acres in Trail County, 160 acres in Ransom County near Lisbon, and many more land and equipment auctions in Barnes, Ward, McLean, Renville, Towner, Walsh, Morton, Burleigh, and Burke Counties. Call Piper's 877-700-4099 for view all these land and equipment auctions at pipers.com.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Song here.
They're using this song in so many videos showing the destruction in Lahaina. It's unbelievable.
Sad what's happening in Hawaii and the dereliction of just basic decency to fellow man.
Oh, right?
Unbelievable what was done. Just a complete, utter failure of government. It's just it ridiculous.
By the way, if you've heard that song and you go, who is that? I've heard that. His name was Israel Kamakaui O'ole. He was a great big dude, Hawaiian native, passed away. But that was his one. That song just, I mean, so simple. Him and his ukulele.
And send me a link to that video. I'll post it on the social media sites for What's On Your Mind and the Scott Hinman page. And because you need to see this firsthand to just realize how bad Hawaii has been mishandled in that fire.
I just brought it up, and it says it's a short video that one of the Maui. If you go hashtag Maui Strong, okay, Maui Strong on any of the platforms, you'll see the stuff they're posting. Karine Jean-Pierre says, hey, they were there on the ground.
On the ground. They did
historic
everything.
Historic response.
Trump was able to do all that from vacation in Tahoe, I guess, too. Yeah,
I clicked
amazing.
Through five videos. The sixth one that came up was, don't underestimate thousands of people out of work. No funds are going to any of these families. And they're literally driving through Lahaina, showing restaurants and businesses that are all burned that have no money. Nothing. The federal government's doing nothing. They are on their own. So, yeah. Okay,
pray for Hawaii. Pray for Hawaii and these good folks. Hey, we're brought to you today by MyPillow, and that six-pack bath towel set is back in stock. Two bath towels, two hand towels, two washcloths, regular $79.98 for a limited time, and it will be limited. Six-pack towel set is only $39.99 now with the promo code Scott. So go to MyPillow.com, enter the promo code Scott, or you can call them at 800-506-9028. Talk about somebody that backs our message and helps the flag. When you're buying from MyPillow, you're a supporter of the flag too. Just know that. I promise I'd tell my first job, and I want super producer Chris Larson to do his. So my first job really was unpaid. So I don't know if you can technically call that a job, because I worked for the radio station that my dad managed. Okay, parents have been in the radio business. They're passed on now, but they Jerry and Jeanette Hannon were in the business, and I grew up in it. Literally, in my birth announcement, had a microphone, you know, being held up to my little baby mouth. I mean, it's just, yep. it's in the DNA. And so I started at 12, worked Sunday mornings. I would bike, 6 miles to the studio. But then my dad comes up with this idea and said, well, if you want money, if you want cash, then you got to get a different kind of job, and it'd probably be a good idea for you to get a different job, too. Probably my mom had. I don't know. Dad was tougher than mom was, so I don't know who suggested it, but I was a busboy at Country Kitchen.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, and so I would call. Well, the turkey thing was my worst job. A buddy talked me to do that in a high school one summer, catching turkeys, and that was definitely the worst job. But I actually kind of liked the whole busboy thing. I didn't mind it at all.
Oh, hey, grab the tub and clear the table. Let's go.
Exactly right. So that was my. It's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Super producer Chris Larson, what was your first job?
So my first job was a board operator for high school sports at KXPL Radio in Grafton, and that job lasted all of 2 weeks before I was promoted to the weekend on-air position at the station. And that was where I got my start in radio.
KXPO in Grafton. By the way, operating the board is a radio lingo for running the controls. It's kind of the folks behind the scenes that are turning this up, turning that up, turn that off, turn that on, and all the different. It's like the control
the mixing
room.
Board. Yeah,
makes everything go. Yeah, exactly right. So,
my first mixing board wasn't even a mixing board. It was the old. We still had one of those boards that had the dial that you had to use.
Very nice.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
I started with those, too. You did, too, Kevin.
Yeah, yeah.
And when the slider faders came, that was really like, whoa, what have we done?
I remember the first time I saw a mouse. I was like, what is that thing? They're like, oh, it's a mouse. It's a mouse is a mouse. What is that? What do they call it? Like, what's it for? Now you can't live without one.
Listener just said, hey, Scott, thanks for being there for all the normal people.
I appreciate you. Thank you. Yeah.
That might be one of the best compliments ever. I love it.
That was good.
Let's see here. Let's get Ben in here real quick because we're short on time. Ben, you got a half a minute to lay it on me. Ben and Rolog, where the Western Minnesota Steam Thrashers reunion is underway. What's on your mind?
It's busier than a cat on a granite floor covering two piles out here. Now you think about that.
One more time.
My worst
than a
job
cat.
Was I was in the mid '60s on a bale skid. We put hay bales from the bale skid to the truck, from the truck to the hay mow. $1 an hour, and it was usually 85 degrees.
$1 an hour.
And I was about 13, about $1 an hour at about 13 years old, and I thought I was getting so well paid I didn't know what to do with myself.
Now tell me one more time about that cat.
I said, it's so busy out here, it's busier than a cat on a granite floor covering two piles.
You got to think about that one, folks. Thanks, Ben. More coming up.
From field to fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know North Dakota's ethanol industry is a leader in carbon capture? Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. In fact, yields have increased 25 to 42% in the last 20 years using similar levels of inputs. Corn ethanol is our nation's best way to decarbonize transportation today. And corn ethanol has a significantly smaller carbon footprint than gasoline and is getting smaller. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move
goodness.
On. Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Oh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Your order.